Comes up in this week's parsha. Right before Bnei Yisrael gets the Torah in Perek Yud Tes, it says Bachodesh Hashlishi Latzeis Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. So it was in the third month after we had left Egypt. Bayom Azeh Bo Midbar Sinai. What do? Bo Midbar Sinai. We
went into the
desert. Here we go. We came to Sinai, right? Vayusim Refidim Vayivo Midbar Sinai. And the Torah says that what Bnei Yisrael traveled from Refidim, and we came to Sinai. So answer Shem Yishmael the following. V'yesh lahavin shehizkir meikara bi'asam lemidbar Sinai ve'acher ka'chazer lahazkir hanasiyah mirafidim ve'viel midbar Sinai. Meaning the pasuk is verbal. It doesn't. There are too many words here. It should just say what says Hashem Yishmael. Hayitzarich lomar bayom hazeh on that day nasu mirafidim. We left Refidim and we came to our Sinai. Why is it that the Torah is saying that on this day bayom hazeh bo midbar Sinai and then it goes back and we left Refidim and we came to midbar Sinai? Right? Doesn't need to be like that. So Hashem Yishmael says something awesome. He says, "Menira shekan remez itzal adam," an amazingly important piece of advice that we all have to remember, and that's the following: "Kemosh Yisrael berefidim." What was refidim? So Chazal tell us, "Rafu yedehem min haTorah." There was a rifyon. We were despondent. We weren't as great as we should have been when it comes to Torah and Avodas Hashem. V'haisa chaser lehem hischaskus. We lack this like vitality and just like enthusiasm for Torah. V'lo haya efshar lehem lahachzik atzman. So we weren't able to like get into it again, right? How do you be mechazik yourself? He was saying that when someone is totally just, there a sense of yeyush overwhelms them. They give up. They're despondent. They're not into it anymore.
They were on the 49th level of the tumah.
Exactly. So how do you get back to that level? How do you get back to a level of kedusha? Forget getting to the highest levels of kedusha. How do you climb out of? How do you get to zero? Right? How do you get to the base level? So says the Shem Yishmael the following. He says, "Lo haya efshar lehem lahachzik atzmam, ella b'mashat sayru ba'atzmam she'omdim lifnei har Sinai lekabel Torah." So what's a tziur? Picture, right? They had to picture themselves standing by har Sinai, right? You when you're in the pits, when things aren't going well, when we're not doing great, you have to have a goal. You have to say, "Where do I want to get to right now?" Right? I'm not doing well in my classes. I'm not whatever it may be. You have to say, okay, but what do I want? Where do I want to be in a year from now? What are my goals? Right? Once you envision yourself there, that's already the greatest step forward. Why? The Baal Shem Tov and many others point out, the place where you want to be, you're already there. Right? It's like when you walk into a gym, you get a personal trainer. The first question they ask you is, what are your goals? What do you want to do? Where do you see yourself? Right, and I think so often that the way the Yetzer Hara gets us is by telling us, come on, what were you just doing? We know what you were up to. You think the idea is to forget the past and focus on the future. Where do you want to be? What are the goals? And when you look forward, that's how you get out. So this comes up in at least two other places that I'll mention right now. One, Rav Soloveitchik points out in Parshas Vayera, right? So Lot is leaving with the Malach. And the Malach tells him, Himalid al Nafshecha, right? Run for your life. Al tabir acharech, which means don't look behind you. So what's pshat in that? So Rav Soloveitchik explains the following. I saw this in the Rav's Chumash. He says that Lot wasted so many years, right? He was hanging out with people in Sodom, awful people doing terrible things, horribly corrupt, right? But it's not only that he was hanging out with terrible people. Who could he have been hanging out with his entire life? Avinu, right? So it's like a din v'cheshbon of like the Gra, how he explains this idea. You have to recognize the averus that you did are terrible, and what you could have been doing also is amazing. And you lost out on that opportunity. Lot could have said, he looks back, so to speak, right? Not just in a literal way, but in a figurative, look back on what you just missed out on and what you did do and how horrible your life was. And the Malach is telling him, don't look back. Because when you look back, you get stuck in the past. And you're stuck in the mud, you can't get out. Right? Only look forward. Where should you be going now? Only, what's the next step? Where do you need to go after this? Right? So forget that. Don't like get overwhelmed with the sense of like worthlessness or just like despair. Forget the retrospective, you know, Soloveitchik calls it a retrospective glance. Forget it and just move forward. And this comes up also in a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Maharal in his Nesiv HaTshuv in Perek Vav points out the following idea. He says, Vayavor Hashem al panav vayikra. So we remember this from the days of Elul and Aser Smi Tshuva. And the Gemara talks about, and he quotes these psukim, and it says that from this pasuk, we see how we're supposed to be mis'atif ourselves in a talis when we're davening and we're saying slichos and we're saying the yud gimel midos harachamim, right? So the Maharal says from there, we can learn a couple things from this act, right? And it's obviously when we're talking about the yud gimel midos harachamim, the days of Elul and Yisrael Shmei Tshuva, we're referring to the notion of tshuva, right? So he says the following. He says, we put our talises over our head. Why? Because when you wrap yourself in a talis, what's the only direction you can look? You can only see forwards. When it comes to tshuva, you need to leave the past in the past. Hakuna matata, right? Just go weiter. Continue. And when you dwell on it, you get stuck in the mud. And you can't move forward. And once, when it comes to tshuva, when it comes to growth, we got to say, where are my goals, where I want to be, and just push forward. Obviously, there's an idea of learning from the past and everything. But again, if you're stuck in it, and it's overwhelming, and it's burdensome, so then you can't shake it. And we want to think about, where am I moving? I happen to think there's another beautiful idea that we can think about that in terms of growth in Avodas Hashem, is that when you wrap yourself in a talus, not only can you see behind you, but you also can't see next to you. And very often we look at our friends and the people near us in shul, in our communities, whatever it may be, and you say, oh, well, he's doing that, and he's doing that, and maybe I should be like this guy, maybe I should be like that guy. You just got to run your race, right? You got to put your blinders on and say, this is what I'm doing, this is my Avodas Hashem, this is my tafkid in life, and you need to follow suit. So I think this is one of the most important ideas we can learn when it comes to approaching Torah for sure, and growth in Avodas Hashem, but life in general as just a human being, as a person, as a mensch, to recognize, well, where do I want to be? What are my goals in life? And I think when we have clear goals, it's so much easier to attain them. Alrighty, have a great Shabbos.